From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on This Day in Maine, Wednesday, May 21st, 2025. Republican bills that would reverse Maine's policy of allowing transgender girls to compete on girls' sports teams are heading to the full legislature after the Judiciary Committee deadlocked over whether to endorse or defeat them. Steve Missler has more.
The tie votes reflect deep divisions over an issue that has come to dominate the legislative session and amid a high-stakes legal and political fight between the Mills administration and the Trump administration. Two of the bills would prohibit schools receiving state funding from allowing transgender girls to play on girls' sports teams. The Trump administration's lawsuit against Maine also aims to end the practice and threatens to yank the state's share of federal funding if it continues. Both bills received tie votes in committee, with one Democrat, Representative Danny O'Halloran of Brewer, joining the GOP. The committee vote presents an uncertain outcome in the closely divided House, where Democrats hold a three-seat majority. It's also unclear where Governor Janet Mills will land if the bills reach her desk for final approval. While the Democrat has defended Maine's policy on transgender rights, she said the sports issue is open to debate. The governor has been celebrated by Democrats nationwide for standing up to the president when he confronted her at the White House in February and for resisting his administration's subsequent attempts to coerce the state to change the policy. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
The Wells Police Department is pausing its agreement with Immigration and Customs Enforcement while state lawmakers consider a bill that would ban such contracts. Chief Joanne Putnam told the town select board last night she would take a wait-and-see approach and tried to address local concerns about partnering with ICE.
At no point was there ever any intent on doing proactive immigration enforcement.
Wells was the only town in Maine with an active agreement through ICE's 287G program, which trains local officers to enforce certain aspects of federal immigration law. The decision to join the program drew strong pushback from some residents who said it would erode trust in the department and implicate the town in the Trump administration's aggressive immigration policies. Others said they supported giving local officers more authority and training to handle immigration enforcement. The Mills administration today unveiled a new initiative to welcome Canadian visitors with signs at each of the state's 13 border crossings. The governor met with business owners at the Seaside Inn in Kennebunk to discuss headwinds facing the tourism industry.
Given the tariffs that are affecting everything from our craft breweries to our hospitality industry, is really a tough challenge. We want to do everything we can to help our businesses survive.
The Seaside Inn's owner reports bookings are down 18% from last year. In Old Orchard Beach, the Chamber of Commerce estimates that bookings are down at least 10%. Supporters of Palestinian rights held an emergency protest in Portland today to demand that Israel end its war in Gaza and allow humanitarian aid to flow freely into the region. Protesters also blocked Commercial Street. Abby Fuller of the Maine Coalition for Palestine says the effort was intended to disrupt business as usual.
To make sure that that powerful people who can make a difference and change policies know that we are not willing to let business go on as usual. And we plan on staying in the street as long as we can and up until arrest.
Tomorrow, more than a dozen Mainers will go on a 40-day hunger strike. They hope it will keep attention on Gaza and lead to congressional action. This week, leaders from the UK, France, and Canada issued a joint statement calling on the Israeli government to end its military operations in Gaza. Advocates are calling on state lawmakers to block a bill they say would gut Maine's right to repair law approved by voters in 2023. The ballot initiative, which passed with 84% of the vote, allows independent repair shops and vehicle owners to access wireless diagnostic repair information collected by their car. Without the law, car manufacturers have exclusive access to the information and only share it with contracted repair shops and dealerships. Tommy Hickey is the director of the Maine Right to Repair Coalition.
So without implementing this law, manufacturers will make hundreds of millions of dollars monopolizing this information and sharing this information with only dealerships, forcing consumers into dealerships to get their cars repaired.
The Housing and Economic Development Committee approved the bill 11-2, but it must still clear the full legislature. As the state of Maine begins to distribute new license plates with a pine tree design, state officials say drivers can recycle their old chickadee plates at their town office or any BMV branch. Drivers can also keep their old plates if they choose. The Secretary of State's office says drivers should not use the old plates on another vehicle and should take care to ensure they are not lost or stolen. The state began replacing the chickadee plates on May 1st. Drivers who currently have chickadee plates will receive replacements when they re-register their vehicles over the next year. The Secretary's office also advises drivers to update their EZPass and other accounts with their new license plate number quickly after the new plates arrive. Vehicle owners who want to keep their current plate number can reserve it for $25. Colby College's women's lacrosse team is in the NCAA Division III Final Four for the first time in team history. The team set a new program record of 17 wins in a single season when they beat Wesleyan University last Sunday. Colby will face off against Middlebury College in the semifinal match on Friday in Virginia. If they win, they'll advance to the title match on Sunday, which coincides with Colby's commencement ceremony. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 tomorrow morning, music and mental health. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.